Globally, human activity generates waste, which has over the years contributed significantly to the triple planetary crisis of climate change, biodiversity and nature loss and pollution. An estimated 2.24 billion tons of municipal solid waste is generated annually, of which only 55% is managed in controlled facilities. Now, for South Sudan, continues to grapple with waste management due to many factors, which include people's attitude towards waste management and the lack of municipal waste collection system. And so, according to UNEP's first State of Environment and Outlook report in 2018, the collection and transportation and final disposal of both solid and liquid waste remain inefficient and non-existent in most of South Sudan. So as we commemorate International Zero Day of Waste today, I am joined by the Director General for Environmental Planning at the Ministry of Environment, Batali Oliver. And with joining us online is environment activist Akwe Lawrence Lual. Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for making the time to join me today.
Good morning, Kedan, for giving us this opportunity to be in the breakfast show.
You're welcome. Akwe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Kedan. I'm happy to host it here at Radio Miraya to commemorate the World Environment Zero Waste Management Day.
Okay.
I'm happy to be here and I'm proud to share what I have.
All right. Thank you for joining me. Now, starting with you, DG Batali, what are some of the ways we manage waste in South Sudan currently?
Yeah, currently, some of the ways that we manage our waste is we dispose them in open dams, sites, and then there is burning of waste. There is no treatment, actually, no segregation. And the disposal in the dump site is through collection and transportation by some trucks that are normally committed by the city council and individual operators.
Okay. And what, as I believe this is not the ideal situation that should be. You just mentioned slightly, you added that there's no treatment and there is no separation. So what significant steps has South Sudan put in place, the government, to improve waste management so far?
The government, through the Minister of Environment and Forestry, came out with an environment policy in 2014, which actually gives us the guidance of how to address the issue of waste. And in that policy, is actually the government their role is to regulate and then ensure that management of waste is improved, including all the best practices like reduce, recycle, and then the final option is disposal. So the government is encouraging best practices as far as waste management is concerned.
Before we come and talk about these best practices, let me come to you, Akwe. Oliver Batali just explained how currently waste is being managed. Now, as an environment activist, where is the danger in the way we currently manage waste in the country?
Thank you today once again for giving the opportunity. I would like also to pass my regards to DG Oliver. Waste management has been a problem in Juba, and we have all seen and some of the effects of the dangers are really obvious. You see, but all waste management is an expensive. It's an expensive business that has to be handled. It requires a lot of management, attention, and people. Currently, if we talk about Juba, the waste management was being handled by a company, a newly contracted company. And the dangers of the waste that I can see right now, I'm just talking about Layman's view. There's too much waste accumulation. First of all, the way waste are being stored in the first place is wrong. The waste is being stored openly in open places. The transportation vehicles do not come in time. And the presence of this waste is being openly on the streets or in the houses. It causes a lot of problems. First of all, it has become a hiding site for bear, mosquitoes, insects, and all sorts of dangerous insects that can be harmful to human beings. Secondly, the dangers of the waste that I can see right now is, when the rain comes, most of the waste are being thrown to the river. I don't know if anyone has gone to the river immediately after the rain. Mm-hmm. You'll be shocked how much waste is being driven by the rain water to the river. This is very dangerous because it also causes some problems or diseases to human beings. And the other thing that no one is paying attention to, the accumulation and danger of this waste being accumulated in the cities and towns or before being transported or off-transported is something called methane gas. Methane gas is a generation of methane gas by anaerobic bacteria. Methane gas is one of the dangerous poisonous gases that is harmful to the environment, it's harmful to the atmosphere. Yes, its effect is not felt immediately, mm-hmm. but it affects the ozone layer and it leads to climate change that the DJ was talking about earlier. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for highlighting that. Do you have anything to add to what Akwe has already said?
Yeah, actually, inappropriate management of waste will always pose serious health problems to human beings as well as the environment. So if you don't manage waste properly, then it will cause us a lot of problems, especially diseases. And this will also cost the country a lot of money because of improper or the waste management system is not sound.
Okay. Now, earlier on you mentioned this policy that ideally should involve the best practices. Now, over time, this policy was developed, you said, in 2015. And so 2015 to now, that's about 8 years, coming to 8 years. Over this time, what are some of those recommendations that actually took place and what needs to be revised and relooked at in terms of this policy?
Yeah, the policy is actually there to give guidance. But then if people don't embrace it and then try to change their attitudes and the way they look at waste and deal with waste, then the challenge may not be removed. The main challenge is maybe lack of awareness and knowledge about the importance of having a clean and healthy environment. That could be the basis, actually.
So when you say people, people are currently finding ways to handle this collection of rubbish themselves. Yet we need experts to be able to manage this, the separation. If it's about awareness, still somebody needs to create that awareness. So what is the government doing about that? Are these steps being taken?
You know, the waste management is a municipal function, mm-hmm. because according to the principle of proximity, an environmental issue is better handled at a level of a government governance which is close to the problem.
Yes.
And that is the local government. For our case in the city is the city council. Mm-hmm. Our role in the national government is a policy maker. And then support the local government, building their capacity, soliciting support from partners. This is our role. And actually, the policy is there, But the main challenge now is because our bill is not enacted. Because without having a law, you will not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the law is actually is there to put the policy into action. But the absence has created a gap or a vacuum where things are not going well, and you cannot charge people. So, although in the country the practice may be use orders, like the local government, they have that authority to use local orders, but this may not be very effective. So, we are trying our best as a government to ensure. That's why through the national government, there are partnerships like with JICA and other partners to support the capacity of the local government, so that they will be able to handle the issues of waste.
So this gap with this bill having not been enacted, is the ministry trying to close this gap? What steps have you taken to make sure a law is eventually in place?
Yeah, the government, you know, in 2015, the government submitted a draft bill to the Minister of Justice. And then it is now the Minister of Justice to continue the process, submit it to the Council of Ministers, and then from there, if it is passed, it will go to the Parliament. But unfortunately, this bill ended up there since 2015. But as a ministry, we are now trying to, because from 2015 up to now, so many things have changed.
That's true.
So we have started reviewing the bill, so that at least this year we try to push it so that it comes out.
Okay. Yes. Just as we're closing this conversation, Akwey, what are some of the recommendations? Clearly, there's a bill that needs to be enacted, a law needs to be in place, but in the current situation, rains are coming back. What measures can be put in place? Recommendations from your environmental perspective, what can be done?
Well, thank you, Kiden, once again for having me. What I could say is that the DG has said most of it, but as we all know, in every country, you need a law so as to enforce and so as to make sure that the decisions are made. You know, you cannot take an out to court by the policy. See? That's why we have been trying our level best in the past few years to make sure that the Minister of Environment and the Minister of Justice, they try to take this bill forward so that it can be enacted and take it to the President and sign it as a law.
Okay.
So we can use it as a weapon to enforce our laws that we want to happen in the country.
All right. Thank you. And so, Gigi, what's your final comment on this? How should we move forward given our situation?
Yeah, you know, the council is trying its best, actually. They are working, but then they are overwhelmed with the problem. But the citizens also need to cope up, because management of waste is a collective responsibility. If you don't handle the waste, the impact will come on you.
So when you say cope up and handle the waste, what exactly are you asking the citizens to do?
They should also play their role, because the waste are generated in the households, besides other places. So the waste that are generated in the house, you need to put it properly in a container, cover it. Then if the waste collectors come, of course, they may go from door to door. Then you give them, they take it.
And what if there are no waste collectors, which is the case, actually, in the neighborhoods?
What I'm saying now is that people collect the waste and then take the... Because most of these trucks move along the main roads. So that's why you get now, this has become a new phenomenon where most of the waste in bags are put in the middle of the road.
That is
so,
even another problem that we need
problem,
to discuss.
Yeah.
But because of time, then we'll have to push it for another day. Thank you so much, DG, for coming. And thank you, Akwey, for joining the conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.